Well, back in the 1960s, the Second Vatican Council reestablished the diaconate as a proper and permanent rank, the hierarchy of the church. And in 1968, the bishops of the United States received approval to restore the diaconate in this country. And now for more than 50 years, Catholic men, supported by their wives, have committed to serving the needs of the church, especially the poor and vulnerable. Well, the Archdiocese of Seattle has opened an inquiry year for the permanent diaconate as a new class is being formed. Joining me today to tell us more is Bishop Frank Schuster, the new auxiliary bishop in the Archdiocese of Seattle. Good morning, Bishop Schuster. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Thank you, Brenda. It's a joy to be here.
Well, it's quite an honor for me to be able to speak with you. First, can I ask you, how has that transition been for you from parish priest to now the new auxiliary bishop in the Archdiocese of Seattle?
I've really been enjoying it. It's been quite the year. To describe it a little bit like drinking out of a fire hose, so much going on. But the people have been great, and I've enjoyed the new experiences that I've been able to have, particularly celebrating the sacrament of confirmation up and down I-5 at all the parishes. And so that's been enjoyable.
Oh, I love confirmation, and I can appreciate that how you can, too, to see all of these young people. I've had four of them in my own house. The ideas and things they sometimes do makes you worry a little bit. But, boy, when I watch them present themselves for confirmation, you go, oh, I think our church is going to do just fine in the future. So thank you so much for your time today. We're talking about the new class that's being formed for the permanent diaconate there in the Archdiocese of Seattle. Well, that, of course, includes the Southern Deanery, just on the north side of the river here. Bishop Schuster, could you first tell me about the specific vocation of the permanent diaconate? I think that many people sometimes think that deacons, well, they're kind of like wannabe priests who also want to be married. Kind of tell our listeners about it.
Well, sure. I mean, the diaconate has blessed the life of the church from the very beginning, as we can see from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6. And so the situation there is that the church was growing, and the apostles simply didn't have the bandwidth to be able to do everything that they wanted to do. And so they decided that they needed, that the Holy Spirit was calling them to select seven men of repute who they would lay hands on to serve as deacons. And then they would be in charge of serving those in most need, particularly widows and the homeless and the sick. And so that's how the ministry of the diaconate got started, all the way back to the Acts of the Apostles, where the apostles said, this is something that the Holy Spirit wants us to do. And since then, the diaconate has blessed the church in so many ways. You mentioned at the beginning how the Second Vatican Council brought it back. In the Latin West, after a few centuries, the diaconate became more of a transitional stepping stone to priesthood. But the Second Vatican Council felt strongly that the permanent diaconate, you know, should be celebrated in its own right. And so, they share in Christ's mission and grace in special ways. And, you know, they receive that sacramental imprint of, you know, holy orders. And their vocation to the diaconate, well, it comes from that word, diaconia, that we have from the Acts of the Apostles. A diaconia is a word that literally means to serve. And the image I've been giving in my talks have been, you know, that image of Jesus washed from the feet of the disciples at the Last Supper. And that image of Jesus, you know, the omnipotent God, in the dust washing his creation's feet, and commanding his disciples to do the same, well, that's the model of ministry that Jesus expects of his ordained ministers. And so the diaconate, in a way, is an icon of that moment of washing feet. And so the deacons in general, if you go to a parish where there's a deacon, you'll notice that the deacon is assisting at the altar, and so he's a minister of the liturgy. You might see him proclaiming the gospel. And so he's also a minister of the word. But if you get to know the deacon, you'll see that third essential element, which is a minister of charity with the heart of Jesus, reaching out to the most vulnerable and marginalized in the community. That's an essential element as well to the permanent diaconate. And so those three elements make his vocation distinct in the body of Christ. Is that helpful?
Oh, that is extremely informative and helpful, of course. As the wife of a permanent deacon myself, I understand very, very well all of the ways that permanent deacons serve the church. If you are just tuning in, I'm joined today by Bishop Frank Schuster. He is an auxiliary bishop for the Archdiocese of Seattle. We're discussing the permanent diaconate as the Archdiocese of Seattle prepares to enter men into a new class. Well, let's talk about some of those qualities, because boy, I know my own husband and the qualities that he possesses, and of course how he is able to share that with the larger church. What are you looking for this class of men who you are forming to be the next deacons for the Archdiocese of Seattle?
Sure. Thank you, Brenda. First of all, we're looking for a lifetime pattern of spiritual, pastoral, human, and intellectual growth, right? And so, because those are the four pillars of formation in the permanent diaconate. There needs to be a commitment to serving the needs of the church, so a heart for service, especially the poor and vulnerable. They need to have a solid moral character, demonstrating a virtuous life, right? They're prudent, they're just, they're temperate. There needs to be humility, right? Good listening skills, and the openness to personal conversion themselves. We look for empathy, sincerity, patience, honesty. Someone who's able to form good relationships with others in a pastoral setting, and so that kind of gives you some ideas of the kind of person. A Catholic in good standing. But somebody who really has shown their heart for service as a man in the church.
Bishop Schuster joining us today as we talk more about the permanent diaconate and especially of the new class forming for the Archdiocese of Seattle. Bishop Schuster, I have loved our conversation so much. There is more I want to talk to you about, especially about what's the process then for somebody who might be interested in becoming a deacon. But I am coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in the next half hour?
Of course.
I am continuing now my conversation with the Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Seattle, Bishop Frank Schuster. Bishop Schuster is joining me today because we are discussing the permanent diaconate, and the Archdiocese of Seattle is inviting men who feel that they may have a vocation to the permanent diaconate, well, to dive a little deeper and find out a little bit more as an inquiry process has begun. Good morning, Bishop Schuster. Thank you so much for staying with me today.
It's a joy to be here.
Bishop Schuster, before our break, we began talking about some of the qualities that you were looking for in somebody who might be interested in the vocation. I also had asked you about how sometimes people think that the permanent deacon is a wannabe priest who also want to be married. Now, at the same time, though, some might also think that, well, that's an interesting ministry. Maybe I'll think about that and do that for a little bit. This is definitely more in-depth, the process and the education. It's a lot more, in fact. Tell our listeners a little bit about the process from inquiry to ordination that these men will go through.
Sure. And so, first of all, this year is the inquiry year. And so I've been having these informational sessions up and down I-5 at various different places, articulating what the deacon formation program looks like for the Archdiocese of Seattle. I videoed that presentation. It should be on our website at archseattle.org. If you get to a vocations website in there, you can navigate it, but you'll find the deacon formation page as you go through it. and there should be a video there. And also all the information people need to learn more about our program here in the Archdiocese of Seattle. And again, and as a summary, this year's inquiry, or so it's about learning more about this program, you know, understanding that they're not being ordained to become a priest. So it's not just that, you know, someone who wants to be a priest and be married. This is a specific vocation, the diaconate, in the life of the church, in which I shared what that looks like before the break. But right now, you know, as they pray with their spouse, if they're married, pray with their pastor, that's where the journey begins. Because if they have the permission of and the approval of their pastor and spouse, they can participate in regional discernment groups. You know, and then if the Holy Spirit moves them with the support of their families and pastors, you know, then they comply for what we call aspirancy. That's the beginning of the formal program. And applications will be available on that website I just shared in August of 2023. And so that's where we're at right now. So next year will be the application year, technically year two of inquiry, but a more serious one for those who are applying. And we have a core team that's magnificent and just great people, some deacon spouses, again, some priests, you know, who will look at all the applications, and we will select those for interview and have those interviews next winter of 2024. And then hopefully by Easter of 2024, we know who the Holy Spirit is calling to become aspirants for the program, which again begins in August of 2024, the formal program. So the first 2 years are aspirancy, like I said. So that's the time for the aspirant and the church to discern together whether this man is called to candidacy, you know, while gaining foundations in catechism, spirituality, human formation, pastoral ministry, the four pillars that I mentioned before. And then after those 2 years of aspirancy, they can apply for candidacy, and that's year 3 through 5. So this is a serious program, and that's the time for the candidate in the church to discern together whether he's called to the diaconate. And so the formation continues to help prepare for the ministries that will be entrusted. But there's also parish internships, you know, serving at the parish under the direction of the pastor. But there are also regional internships, you know, helping out at a hospital, helping out at a food bank, maybe a jail. There are these opportunities to broaden the horizon and the capabilities, experience of these candidates. They're going back to school because they need to be prepared to be able to share what the church teaches, professes, and believes, you know, from the heart of the church. And so they are going back to school. So we have you know, a lot of homework along the way, but we try to balance it out because we realize that people are working, a lot of them, and of course they have their families to take care of as well. So we try to temper that, but nevertheless, it's quite the program. How we do it is that candidates should be available to attend a full weekend. It's like a retreat every month at the Palisades, which is the Archbishop Burnett Retreat Center. And from Friday to Sunday, that's where the classes, that's where the prayer formation happens, all of it. And but that's once a month for, you know, 11 months out of the year. We give July off. But that goes on for 5 years for wow. the formation of this program. And it's wonderful. The class develops a deep relationship with each other, as I'm sure you remember.
Oh, of course.
And you know, and the spouses as well. You know, spouses of deacons have historically blessed parishes throughout the archdiocese too. And so they're invited, encouraged to participate in every step in the of the program. Indeed, they'll be required to participate at some level, usually attending 2 of the weekends a year, so that, you know, they're part of the formation. I mean, formation by definition is a journey. And so the spouses should be part of it in that respect. And so I hope that gives you an idea of our formation program.
Oh, absolutely. There is so much there. And of course, the timeline shows that in 2029, of course, is the anticipated ordination date. And thank you so much for talking about the wonderful wives. Although not every permanent deacon is married, of course, the vast majority do have wives. And yeah, it's a wonderful program and formation that I look back on and watching Scott go through all that he did to become a deacon, and there were very high points and some very difficult points. And without the wives of these deacons, boy, they would not be able to serve in the way that they do. Well, Bishop Schuster, I really appreciate our time today. Thank you so much. Can you remind our listeners again that website where more information can be found, and also the video that you did that outlines the diaconate program for the Archdiocese of Seattle?
Sure. It's archseattle.org. Just try to find the vocations website there and find deacon formation. And the video should be there, plus everything that they need to do if they would like to join an inquiry group to discern more. Like I say, this is all about the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. calls someone to this, then the Holy Spirit will make a way. Oh, open doors.
Absolutely. I can firmly attest to that. Bishop Schuster, thank you so much for your time today. Before we go, can I ask you to pray and offer us your bishop's blessing?
Sure. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We're grateful for all the gifts you give us, especially the gift of life and the gift of faith, which makes life meaningful. We ask you, Lord, to increase vocations to the priesthood, religious life, diaconate, and lay ecclesial ministry so that we may serve as missionary disciples and serve the people of God whom you called us to serve. And we ask you, Lord, to be with us every step of the way, and that everything that we do as disciples of your Son Jesus will help us bless the world in which you give us, and help us on our journey to everlasting life. And we ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. It's a joy to be here.
Oh, thank you again. And that is Bishop Frank Schuster from the Archdiocese of Seattle. I will be sure to add those links that Bishop Schuster was just speaking about. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.